That's what I call taking a wide view. But what do you suppose we should do about it? I don't see that it makes the slightest difference to us. You know, after all, we already knew they were crazy.
Yeah, but don't you see what may happen? When the list is complete and the last trump doesn't blow or whatever it is they expect, we may get the blame. See, it's our machine they're using. I don't like the situation one little bit at all.
Yeah, gee, well, you got a point there, but this sort of thing's happened before, you know. When I was a kid down in Louisiana, Chuck, we had a crackpot preacher who once said the world was going to end next Sunday. And hundreds of people believed him, even sold their homes, yet when nothing happened, they didn't turn nasty, as you'd expect. No, they just decided that he'd made a mistake in his calculations, and they went right on believing. I guess some of them still do.
Well, this isn't Louisiana, in case you haven't looked, George. There are just two of us, and hundreds of those monks. I like them, and I'll be sorry for old Sam when his life work backfires on him, but all the same, I wish I was somewhere else.
Yeah, I've been wishing that for weeks, but there's nothing we can do until the contract's finished and the transport arrives to fly us out.
Of course, we could always try a bit of sabotage.
Yeah, like hell we could. That would make things worse.
Not the way I meant, George. Look at it like this. The machine will finish its run 4 days from now on the present 24 hours a day basis. The transport calls in a week. Okay, then all we need to do is find something that needs replacing during one of the overhaul periods. You know, something that'll hold up the works for a couple of days. We'll fix it, of course, but not too quickly. And if we time matters properly, we can be down at the airfield when the last name pops out of the register. And they won't be able to catch us then.
No, I don't like it. It'll be the first time I ever walked out on a job. Besides, it would make them suspicious. No, Chuck, I'll sit tight and take what comes.